Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at some years' worth of research which has found some common things which have been associated with the reasons why couples get divorced and some ways that we can actually combat these in our relationships and improve our relationship health across the board. In the late 80s, a well-renowned relationship expert by the name of John Gottman actually studied 80 couples and had them talk for 15 minutes about the last incidents of conflict that they experienced. And then they analysed these transcripts for themes and found 14 years later that with about 93% accuracy that four themes, four interactional styles in particular, were able to predict with 93% accuracy which couples were going to stay together and which couples were going to separate. And John Gottman actually calls these the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And the apocalypse being obviously divorce. So the first one is contempt, which is an interactional style, which is not only anger, but anger combined with disgust. And Gottman sees this as the most significant horseman, and couples that divorced are twice as likely to have contempt for their partner. And so this actually taps right into the level of respect in the communication, and that has a huge impact on the ability to solve problems and deal with issues in the relationship. The second horseman was criticism, in particular where criticism was directed at the person rather than the behaviour that was the cause of the issue, in which case any disagreement becomes intensely personal and there's more likely to be an increase in resentment and a decrease in respect in the relationship. The third horseman was defensiveness, positions of blaming the other partner and setting up a dynamic almost of either being the victim or being the villain, in which case these dynamics are really, really fixed. And one person stays in one role and the other, by virtue of that, is placed in the other role. And this can have a really big impact as well on how issues are solved. And the last horseman was actually stonewalling, where effectively one party emotionally parachutes out of the situation, leaves the room, texts on the phone, watches TV, or emotionally cuts off and just stops responding. And this really prevents productive conversation and problem solving. The good news is that each of these four horsemen actually has a healthy counterpart, and there are some things that you can do to improve your relationship health across the board. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.